When I interviewed Mexican tenor Rolando Villazón 4 years ago, his future seemed impossibly bright. He was 31, charming, ruggedly handsome, and he had a rare gift. You could hear it the moment he began to sing.
Quanto è bella, quanto è cara, più la vedo, più mi piace.
It's been 4 eventful years since that first CD. His career took off like a cork from a champagne bottle. Performances at the world's great opera houses, critical raves, dates with the glamorous soprano Anna Netrebko. Concert dates, that is. In 2007, Rolando Villazón reached a pinnacle with a new record deal with the prestigious Deutsche Grammophon label. In March, he recorded his first solo record for them, a collection called Cielo e Mar, Sky and Sea. Yet all was not well. Something happened in June of 2007. The critics noticed, and so did Rolando Villazón.
It was a point where I just, you know, couldn't sing the way I wanted to sing. I could sing, but not the way I wanted to and the way I loved to, forgetting about technique, forgetting about producing sounds and concentrating in creating emotions and the psychological moment of the character. I was concentrating in producing the notes, in being able to reach the high notes. I really need a rest. I went to the doctor. The doctor said, yes, your iron is completely low. You need vitamins. You need to take 5 weeks off. And I thought, you know what? I think this is a good moment to not take 5 weeks, but 5 months, and come back completely full of energy. And it was a moment of going inside of myself and analyzing all these territories I have been through, yeah, in order to come back with a new map.
Yeah. So you were in concert and you noticed your voice wasn't hitting those high notes. I mean, Plácido Domingo's voice is cracked on national television. Did you really think something was drastically wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's just when you are there and, as I say, you're struggling with the voice, this is not what you want. On the other side, it was not a tragedy, it was not a disaster. It was not a happy moment, of course. It was a difficult personal moment. And at certain point, even I thought this is the end of my career, as you know, a fast career that just burned out. That was the dramatic opera tenor in me.
When we talked in 2004, one of the things that you said, and I'm going to paraphrase, you know, we've seen so many singers have an incredible career of 3 or 4 years, and then poof, you don't hear of them after 5 years, it's over.
Hmm.
Yeah, did you think that when you were, I mean, was there a moment that you thought, this is it, my dream is over?
Yeah, I thought probably this is it, yeah, probably it was, well, at least it was 6 years, not five, not
that's
three.
That's true.
No, on the other hand, of course, there was this voice saying, no, Rolando, you're crazy, this is just a moment, and, you know, every great adventure comes with great adversity, and otherwise it would not be a great adventure. And in fact, in a great adventure, adversity is not only expected, it should be welcomed. That's what it makes it interesting and exciting. And I can tell you this story. I remember when I was in Berlin years ago. At some point, I started having troubles in my kidneys, and I thought, what is going on? So I went to the doctor, and he said, well, you have a small infection, just take some antibiotics. So I take antibiotics. For 10 days, going to pee was really painful. It was like a torture. And after that, it was over. Since then, every time I go to the toilet, I actually smile. And just to the fact of things working well, you know, that everything is just wonderful, how the system works. Thanks through the pain and thanks to that trouble, I now experience my body in a better way. Well, it's the same story now with my voice.
Gloria,
It's interesting, this was recorded before your break. Has your approach changed? I mean, this CD sat in the vault for a little while.
Yeah, well, you know, fortunately it was recorded in March, because otherwise if it had been, you know, in December, I would not have recorded it. And I know I have to say, of course, things have changed. I am very proud of the result of the CD. 2011 was a difficult year. It was ups and downs. And this was as up as I could get in 2007. Really, it was a fantastic week. I was feeling really, really good. It could have come in another moment and it would have been very painful, and I would have been suffering a lot, because I put a lot of heart in this CD. It's a very important project for me. What can you say? You know, these things happen or not happen, and well, it happened that my voice was there and I was healthy and the energy was there, and so this is fantastic.
The whole CD follows a certain projection, not only in terms of the songs that you're singing, the titles that you've chosen, but in the way you sing them.
Yes, absolutely. And the order was very important. It's about really the momentum of the characters in the love story. In the beginning of the CD, as I say, it's the construction of the crystal castle. Then in the middle of CD, the tragedy pops up, and it talks about suffering, and it talks about betrayal, and it talks about all these terrible things that could happen in a love story. And it's like the crystal castle being smashed and being broken, and then you see yourself barefooted and naked walking through the crystal pieces and leaving your blood and your sweat there. And at the very end, it comes this energetic cavaletta from Luisa Miller, which for me was in a way to say, but then you have to fight for love. The real love story starts when you grab these pieces, these crystal pieces, and you put them together with your own blood, and at the end what you create is not this crystal castle anymore, but it's this sculpture, this monument that it belongs more to yourself. It's more truthful, and it comes from your heart and from your own story, and then this is real love.
There's one cut on the new CD, Cielo Amar, and it's a song from the telling of the Faust story, Dai Compi, by Arrigo Boito from Mephistopheles. You didn't make any Faustian bargains to get your voice back, did you?
I swear to God, no. Well, no devil visited. Well, probably some visited me, but I didn't see them, or I didn't sign anything.
Tell us a little bit about this song. I mean, this is a moment of introspection. What goes through your mind when you hear it?
Well, it's, you know, when you think about the character and what comes with it, you know, what comes with it is to be happy with what you have. The things that are gone, and you don't expect to have them back. Because even if it would be possible to have them back, there is a price to pay, and the price that you pay is that nothing is the same. I think it's that, to concentrate in the actually treasures you have in life, and the treasures you have include the dark clouds and include the difficult moments and the wonderful moments. That's what makes us complete human beings. Mi ferme soltanto l'amore dell'uomo, l'amore di Dio. Unfortunately, we see loneliness, or we see tragedy, or we see things like that as the one thing we want to avoid, but it is with us, it's part of us, and if we condense them into the whole, then we can experience life in a much complete way, then we can have a much more intense sense of the moment. And so I think this is what should happen to you when you are singing Faust, going through the tragedy, amazing tragedy of this character. Mm.
Tenor Rolando Villazone. His new CD is called Cielo e Mar. The title means sky and sea, and it's on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Rolando Villazone joined us from London. Thank you, and best of luck with all of the things you want to do.
Thank you to you too.
Io conosco un giardino a tutti sconosciuto, un nido di velluto.
You can hear arias from Rolando Villazone's new CD and discover much more opera and classical music on our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.